Okay, so hi Savvy. Would you like to tell us about your project?
Sure, Jess. I really just have started in this starting place with my hometown, which is Charlottesville, Virginia, and hopefully a lot of people are at least peripherally aware of what happened in August in last year. There were a bunch of riots and it was protests turned into riots, which kind of hit really close to home. Usually I see that on the news and don't really connect with it the way that I did when I saw it in my actual hometown. So it was really strange to see my streets, on the BBC when I'm in London and people are talking about all the violence and someone died, and it was just it changed. I've always been kind of peripherally aware of these issues and I've gone to protests before, but for some reason when it happened in a place that I grew up and wandered around as a kid, it really changed my perspective. So I guess back in December what I was working on, and still I'm not sure where exactly I'm going with it, but I was looking at kind of creating experiences so that people can be part of something that they don't necessarily understand. And so I took a bunch of videos and things that I'd found on YouTube and news networks and whatever, and extracted all of the sound out of them and made this. For me it was really terrible. 5 minute video, which was basically just the protest sounds. I didn't include every aspect of it, but it was just parts that, from beginning to end in a general sense, and really just made the whole audience feel what, or try to make them feel what I had felt.
I mean, it was really almost overwhelming listening to it in that intensity, and it was like you couldn't escape it, and it was like finally hitting home what was happening. Do you think you'll carry on using that type of media or that type of communication in conveying your message?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really interested in how sound affects people because I don't know. I think I'm sort of closer linked to that than almost every visual aspect, even though when I grew up, I like did photography and painted and did whatever else. But so I am definitely interested in this crossing between kind of textual elements and sound, because I really think that sound kind of brings this other element that we kind of sometimes miss out on when we're looking at something that's print. Especially when you're looking at something like a riot or whatever, you might look on a news network and see images of what happened. But without that sound, I feel like you can kind of, especially since we're so inundated with visuals like this now, you can kind of just look past it. But with sound, it's harder to get away from it, I think.
So you're talking about sort of affecting people. Are you affect? What do you want? What is the outcome that you're sort of looking for? Are you trying to just express this like contrast in opinion or more?
Well, I think in my experiments, I'm trying to kind of just express this like polarity. But I do think that ideally, what I'd like to work towards is getting a kind of, I guess, visual and auditory language to use to kind of bring people who are central to an issue, who don't necessarily understand the polls or even involved in this discussion, and can become more aware of what's happening and then create their own opinions on that topic. So I feel like a lot of people tend to just say, oh, that's not my issue because it's not directly affecting me. But potentially, what I'd really love to be able to work towards is creating some way that I can set that experience to people so that they can then in turn say, oh, this is closer to home than I thought, and now I really care about this issue. And I know that I can't, like, I don't want to sway people's opinions one way or the other. I just want people to be a little less apathetic.
So, do you think, I know that your work, I mean, actually, let's talk about your drawer. What's in your drawer?
Sure.
Because
Right now, I took sound out of it, mostly because we're doing this interview, and I kind of thought, if people are looking at that at the same time and I have some, like, distracting sound, it won't really work. But what I did was I took I just found some arguments about Brexit online, and just I didn't even really edit them. So it was just one column for Brexit, one column against Brexit. And I took this, the Anaglyph 3D glasses, which are like the red and cyan, but I used red and blue because cyan's apparently hard to find. basically overlaid the text so that you can't really read it without one set of glasses. And one set is blue and one set is red, so you can only ever read one at one time. And that was kind of looking at this polarity, you know, like we kind of choose which side we're on, or how we view an issue, like whether or not we're I guess the information that we're trying to learn from these issues, right? It's like usually one-sided, mm-hmm. especially the way that things like Facebook or news networks kind of work now online, where we get all of our information off of the internet. You're kind of told, like, there's an algorithm to help you figure out what you want to read, basically. So to me, it's like, you're not even really choosing that. So the idea would be that you'd pick one of these sets of glasses, and then you'd read these cards, because you're not fully aware of what you're choosing before you read it, if that makes sense.
So as your work progresses, you talked about Brexit and you talked about the race riots in Charlottesville. So it seems to be something that is very on topic and all over the world. There's a lot of polar opposites and on these issues. But do you think that it is misunderstanding that commonly is the thing that is shared by both sides?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of what created that video that I'd made or shared with everyone in the symposium, is that, you know, everyone's yelling and everyone sounds the same when they're yelling, but you're not really listening to the other side when they're yelling. And I'm definitely not saying that any like neo-Nazi has a valid point to make, because they don't think about anything other than themselves. But I do think that the only way to move forward from something like that is by having people who are willing to engage in conversation and who are willing to listen to each other. I mean, probably another reason that this got sparked in my head was my uncle is on a very different political spectrum than me, and we kind of can no longer talk about things because we don't really have this... I feel like I'm not being heard, and he just kind of talks at me, so I don't really see a point anymore trying to engage in conversation, and I'm trying to understand why he feels this way, but I don't feel that I'm getting that back, and so that makes it really challenging, but I don't want that to be the end, you know? I think if that's where you end and you say, okay, fine, he's never going to listen to me, then of course nothing's ever going to change, and then we get things like all of this polarity in politics, and it's a, you know, two-choice system, and I don't think that's really... I think the world is much grayer than that.
And do you think... it says here about responsibility. So do you think that people, for example, you just said about neo-Nazis, do you think they should be given an equal platform to different views in sharing this, or
yeah.
How do you stand
this on that? This is something I've been struggling with recently, because I do believe in free speech, and I do think that, like, blocking someone's ability to communicate and express themselves, it creates the problem. But I also think that if you have views that harm other people, I don't really know that they're as valid. I don't think that they're as valid. So I don't have an answer to that exactly, because I don't really know how to reconcile that in my head. So I end up just... that's kind of why it seems like I'm in the middle right now.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Well, I think it's really interesting, and it's really good to see that someone is shedding light on the fact that strong views are on both sides, and how do we move forward rather than just shouting louder.
Right, yeah.